From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm David Green, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello, Will.
Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is my first run at the puzzle. Any tips, advice, since you're the expert?
Well, just the advice is always sit back and do the puzzle just the way you do it at home. Shout out at the radio. You know, stay loose.
And you're so loose, I understand we caught you doing your dishes today.
60 seconds ago, I was doing my dishes.
Well, is there anything special about the challenge this week and who we're going to be talking to?
Yeah, I understand that our contestant's wife was the puzzle player exactly 3 years ago to the week.
So you're going
to have for a coincidence.
You're going to have to convince people this thing is not totally rigged and that it is very
right.
Random when we select these people.
Right. And I have nothing to do with this. It's all done in Washington.
There you go. Blame us. Well, let's get to it. Remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. I said, take the last name of a famous actress in two syllables, nine letters, transpose the syllables, and you will have phonetically the word for a common ailment. Who is the person and what is the ailment?
And the answer is?
Well, the actress is Bernhardt, as in Sarah Bernhardt, the famous stage actress. Transpose those syllables, you get heartburn.
Well, that puzzle must have given some of our listeners both heartburn and maybe even a headache because we got fewer correct entries than last week. Just over 1,000 sent in the correct answer this time. And from those correct entries, we randomly selected Whit Morrison of Bristol, Virginia to play our puzzle on the air with us today. Whit, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. With a name like Whit, you've got to be good at puzzles, I guess.
We can hope so.
How long did it take you to solve this one?
Well, actually, my wife and I, we collaborate. And so she got the majority of this one, and it didn't take too long. What's funny is 3 years ago, I think I helped her on that one. So it's always a group effort.
Puzzle team. Did you ever think that you'd both be on at some point?
Never did. I mean, we always submit.
How long have you been going at this with us?
Well, we've actually been submitting since we could do it via email, but we've been listening since the postcard days.
Well, it sounds like with that kind of luck, maybe luck is on your side today. So are you ready?
So.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, Whit, meet Will, and let's do it.
Hey, Will.
Hi, Whit. And David, every answer today consists of two letters of the alphabet that sound like a word or name. Fill in the blanks to get them. For example, if I said blank watermelon, you would say CD, as in CD watermelon. And I'll give you hints if you need them. The first one is poison blank.
Ivy.
Poison ivy is right. Number two is blank curric.
Katie.
Katie curric is right. Indian blank.
Indian,
it's a dwelling.
Teepee.
Indian teepee is right. Blank listening.
Easy.
Easy listening, good, radio format. Blank doll, D-O-L-L.
Blank Barbie doll.
Blank doll, and it is a toy.
David?
You know this one, David?
Barbie? Cupie?
Cupie is it. Cupie doll. Q-P.
I have to say someone in our studio told me. I can't take credit for that.
Okay.
Okay. Try this one. Blank calories. And your clue is junk food.
High in... empty.
Empty calories. Good.
Nice.
Blank degenerous.
Ellen.
Ellen is right. Baked blank. And it's a food. Baked blank.
Baked cake pie.
It's an Italian food.
Ziti.
Baked ziti is it. All right, how about this one? Blank Blake, B-L-A-K-E, and it's a jazz grate. All right, that just might be a name you don't know. Do you know it, David?
U-B?
U-B Blake.
My colleague Charlotte Bear is just doing some serious work in the studio here. That's fantastic.
I'm impressed, guys.
How about this one? 19 blank, and it's a year.
A-T?
You got it. A-T.
A-T, okay.
You got it. Here's your next
puzzle.
One. Daytime blank, and it's the name of an award.
Emmy.
Daytime Emmy is right, and your last one is blank pie. And it's a term of endearment.
Cutie.
Cutie pie, is it? Good job.
Very nice.
Wow.
What's your wife's reaction? Wait, is she there watching this whole thing?
No, she's not. I'm actually in my office at work.
So well, there you go. If she had been there, if you guys have had the team going, it would have been every single one. But that was
impressive. Yeah, I helped her. I shouldn't say that. I was there for her when she played.
Well, let her know she should have been here for you.
She asked, and I said, well, no, that's okay.
All right, and to tell you what you've won, we have our celebrity guest. It's NPR's own Robert Siegel, who is walking into the studio as we speak. Hi, Robert.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. How are you holding up?
I'm hanging in there. Any advice you have, though, let me know.
I think this is the only hosting shift where Will Shortz puts questions to you and puzzles you in the middle of the job. Seems more challenging than my work.
It might be.
Hi, Will. How are you?
Hi there. Good, good.
David's doing a knockout job here, and I like the way, especially, David, when you're confronted with the fishy coincidence that Whit Myerson's wife had done the puzzle 3 years ago, you address that with just enough skepticism so that in case it's a total fraud, you are onto it.
I appreciate that.
But not so much as to offend them. And I think if you can get that down, that gear down, you're home free as a host.
On-air praise from Robert Siegel. I'm writing the check to you as we speak, and I will hand it to you as we leave the studio. So you have some prizes that you're going to tell us about.
I do. This just handed me. Hi, Whit. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Fine. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's latest book series, Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Whit, do those sound familiar? Because we've looked back. Those sound like some of the very things that your wife got, so you might be doubling up at home.
Some are, some are new, so that's okay.
If you need to unload any of them, I'll give you my name and address. You're more than welcome to. I love Scrabble, so send them my way.
We can do that.
Whit, you did a great job. Just before we let you go, though, what member station do you listen to down in Virginia?
We are members of WETS out of Johnson City.
Fantastic. Whit Morrison of Bristol, Virginia, thank you again for playing the puzzle with us. You were great.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
And Robert Siegel, yeah. Still here, host of All Things Considered. You weren't so bad yourself. Have you done this puzzle thing before?
No, I've never done the puzzle thing with Will before, but I thought you did admirably. When you, instead of a QP doll, tried Barbie doll, I didn't know that bar was a letter in the alphabet, but it's okay with me.
Will, anything for Robert Siegel before we let him go?
No, just a big fan. I listen.
Okay, before we go, Will, you've got a challenge for us for next week.
Yes, take a very common three-letter word, say the letters phonetically, and together they'll sound like a six-letter word meaning knockout. What is it? So again, a very common three-letter word, say the letters phonetically, and together they'll sound like a six-letter word meaning knockout. What word is it?
I'm sure we'll get a lot of knockout answers. And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. There is only one entry per person, please. And our deadline this week, listen up, is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And we're going to call if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.